The Lake Victoria Fisheries Organisation says the water sustains 200,000 fisherfolk, with an estimated 40 million people depending on it for food. South Africa's Institute for Security Studies, the ISS, says fish stocks and livelihoods are threatened by criminal gangs. It estimates that almost half of all fishing that happens on Lake Victoria is illegal. Nelly Kerebi, fish biologist at Kenya's Fisheries Service, says the lake's being overfished like never before.
In the past years, most of the vessels that were being used for fishing in the Lake Victoria were mainly paddle-driven or windsails, but now we can see that technology has improved and we've moved on to engine-powered vessels. Also, the manpower that is going into the lake in the form of fishermen has greatly increased throughout the years.
Senior ISS researcher Dr. Willis Okumu says criminal syndicates also are removing a lot of sand from lake shores.
Along the shores of Lake Victoria, a lot of breeding areas for fish have been destroyed due to the demand for sand. And most of this sand is actually used for construction purposes across Western Kenya region, part of Eastern Uganda, and also in parts of Tanzania. There are Chinese actors that are collaborating with locals in Kenya and Uganda that are actually exporting some of this sand across to the port of Mombasa.
He says timber smuggling is also increasing.
A lot of forests within the islands of Lake Victoria have been decimated. A lot of some of these trees that were even used for the manufacture of boats are getting extinct because of unregulated harvesting of some of these forests within the lake. A lot of charcoal that is used along the shores of Lake Victoria in Kenya and Tanzania is actually coming from Uganda. And most of this is actually transported through the lake into the islands and also into the inland. We have had cases of boats capsizing in Lake Victoria. The latest one, I think, was in 2023, when 11 people were actually killed when the boat capsized, having carried over 100 bags of charcoal across into Kenya.
Okumu says criminal gangs pay locals to help them evade law enforcement.
The fisher folk are first very, very knowledgeable about the lake. At times, they're hired. They're actually called consultants because of their navigation experience, because they know the lake, they know the geography of the place. They are actually used, they use their boats for smuggling of timber, they use their boats for illegal fishing, and therefore they are very much involved in all sorts of illegalities as they look for genuine livelihood within the lake.
The ISS says some government officials managing Lake Victoria accept bribes from criminals, allowing unregistered boats onto the water and turning a blind eye to crimes. Kerebi acknowledges corruption's a problem. She agrees there aren't enough patrol vessels on the lake and there's poor coordination among Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda when it comes to managing the lake's resources.
We also have the issue of the different regulations among the three countries. You find that regulations in Uganda are different, regulations in Kenya are different. Even amongst ourselves, we also have the issue of overlapping mandates. You'd find that between our agency and another agency, we have the same mandate. So you find someone visiting a fisherman today, the other agency has gone there tomorrow. So it becomes quite hectic.
Kerebi says it's time for Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda to thrash out a common management policy for Lake Victoria and to forge anti-crime strategies that can be implemented by all three countries. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.